Mr. Springer.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. And Zach, thanks for coming this evening. First of all, just so everybody knows, the Marijuana Control Board approves literally every single edible. We license every edible product, every edible cannabis product that's made in the state, and we do not let anybody make gummy bears. We don't let anybody produce anything. We don't approve any products that look like candy, might be attractive. We make them take colorful sprinkles off of very plain-looking cookies. One thing along those lines that I'd ask, and pretty much what the questions we have for you are going to be asking you to voice things some places. Please remind the Commissioner of Public Safety that the enforcement branch at the Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office is there to help. We've got very qualified investigators there, and there are, it seems like DPS won't give them the time of day, federal agencies won't give them the time of day, and they've got a lot of things going on. There are a lot of things that they can offer to our state law enforcement, local law enforcement. So just please, you know, remind Commissioner DPS that although they are in the Department of Commerce, they are commissioned law enforcement officers, and I think they've got the commissioner's signature on their cards, and they have got a lot to offer. I'm guessing that you have the occasional oil company lobbyist, oil company executive committee or office and talk to you. You might not because you're in the majority, but thinking that perhaps you do, when they come in to visit you, could you encourage them to talk to the Department of Labor office here in Bethel and find out when we are having job fairs and maybe send some representatives out here? We have had people from Bethel and from the region working on the North Slope in various capacities over the years. There are a lot of good jobs up there. If the extractive industries would like the support of rural people for the things they're doing, it's not too hard for them to come out and give away a few ballpoint pens and hand out some flyers and talk about the kind of jobs that they've got in the oil industry, both on the slope, down the Kenai, hopefully in Nenana sometime. So if you can, you know, kind of keep that in the back of your head when you're talking to those guys. I know I mentioned it to Paul Richards a few times. On the income tax, I rue the day that Dick Randolph was successful in promoting getting rid of the income tax in the state. And you and I have had this conversation on the side. I would really encourage the majority in the legislature who support an income tax to point out to people that even if you're only paying a little bit income tax, you are now on an equity basis with our extractive industries. Because if I'm paying a few hundred or $1,000 a year income tax, you can bet that when I'm down there in your office, I'm going to be tapping my finger on the desk saying, I'm a taxpayer. Right now, any individual Alaskan who goes down there into any legislator's office and taps their finger on the desk and says, I'm a taxpayer, when they walk out, the staff and the legislators start laughing. They say, no, you're not. BP's an income taxpayer. You know, the oil companies pay tax. You don't pay any tax in this state. And having a state income tax at whatever level will at least have the psychological effect of telling the people of Alaska that, yeah, your voice counts as much. If you're from Tuluksac or Tuntutuliak or Bethel, your voice counts as much as that lobbyist from the oil industry who's coming in saying, well, you know, you really should cut these general fund things so that we don't have to pay as much tax. And along with that, one term that we haven't heard a whole lot of out of the legislature for a while that's absolutely critical to this region and to the entire state, is economic development. In the past, in the last 30 years, there's been a lot of effort, there's been a lot of money put into economic development in the state. We have the Best in the West program out here in Bethel, which is an economic development effort, but we don't really have any follow-up for entrepreneurs, you know, once they get something going. In the past, there has been a significant effort by the state to promote entrepreneurship. We're not seeing that now. At least some talk about that, at least some talk at the legislative level would let people who are, you know, interested in trying to generate some wealth, which is what economic development is, they would at least have some reassurance that the things they want to do are viewed as being valuable here in the state. Let's see, I just got a couple of more things. Please, the governor just appointed announced the membership on his climate change commission. Please encourage the governor personally to tell them to have a meeting here in Bethel of the full commission. I want to see the president of BP out here. And the governor can make resources available. He can get a plane from the National Guard. They can fly out and they can look at Newtalk. They can see what's going on. Let's have it in the wintertime, preferably when the runway in Anchorage is slicker than hell like it's been the last few days, and preferably when it's raining in Bethel in late December or January, so that they can see that this is the real thing. And on Title IV, we've talked about this a little bit. One of the reasons Bethel went wet was because the woman who was supposed to live in Juneau while she was governor was successful at submitting some legislation that changed local option in Title IV. So I would encourage you to have your staff do a compare and contrast between the old Title IV local option and the new Title IV local option, and see what might be movable in there that will give us some potential, some political breathing space, not political breathing space, but some opportunity to maybe go back to local option and alleviate some of the problems that they're having out there in the villages. So thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. And if maybe I could just respond to a couple of those real quick. I'll try to take them. You asked about job fairs in North Slope, and it's funny that you did, because actually that was one of the first things that we did. You know, we do need to talk about economic development out here. And, they have a lot of meet and greets, I guess you would call them, down in Juneau. And one of them I was fortunate to go to was Resource Development Council. And we did run into BP, and we talked about it at great length, and they are very interested in coming out to our region. They know we have world-class workers. They know we have people that work better in the cold than anywhere else, and they're very interested in that. So I fully expect we'll continue to follow up with them, but I fully expect to see them out here for a recruiting trip. We do want them to be hiring our people, Part of the problem that we have is a lot of those North Slope workers are people that live out of state, and that money is going directly into their pocket for the 2 weeks that they're up here and they're working, and working and working and working and making tons and tons of money. And then they fly down to the lower 48 and they spend it. And we need to stop that. We want that money being flown back into Bethel or being flown back into our villages or being flown back into keeping in our state. So that's something we definitely worked on. As for your equity basis for putting us on equal par with the extraction businesses, couldn't agree more. I do remind everyone that we are now on an equity basis. People's PFDs are being cut, and that is a massive problem for our region. And we know it has to happen. The equation doesn't balance without it. But the question is, does it have to happen to the extent it is? And I can tell you, and I certainly know the senator's not, and I won't, I won't put words in his mouth, but I know Senator Hoffman doesn't align with this thinking, but there are some members of the Senate, not Senator Hoffman, but some members that would have no problem seeing the PFD go to zero and no problem funding this government with the PFD. And it is imperative that we as a people stand up and talk about how much of an economic driver that is for our region, how valuable that is to our, to the whole YK Delta. If you look at it, the statistics are clear. I think that culturally we're rich. We're rich as a people, with our families, with our friends, with the kind of communities we have. But when you statistically measure our district based on income, District 38, the district I represent, we're the poorest, or the second poorest in the state. And the only one that's poor is District 39, which is directly to the north of us for the Yukon. So the YK Delta is smack dab the poorest income-based place. So when we are cutting that PFD and we are not getting the progressivity that goes after the largest earners and goes after those employees that are not working in, or that are not living in Alaska, we are balancing this budget on the back of rural Alaska, and we cannot do that. For the governor, and the commission, and the climate commission, you're right, 100%. When the governor announced that, we were actually down in Juneau, and I remember we were going down to the floor, and, the governor's floor is in between our office and the floor where we serve. And as we were going down, I checked my email when I was getting onto the floor, and I ran back up because I said, hey, could we be on that? And unfortunately, they're not letting current legislators participate. But that climate change is the problem of our time. And I mean, you don't have to open the newspaper. You don't have to walk outside to understand that. You can read on ADN. You know, NOAA doesn't know what's happening in Utqiagvik because it's warming so quickly. You know, we are losing Nutok literally into the sea. Every village we visit has massive erosion control problems. These are things we need to combat, and we need to be combating now. So we will certainly make the request for them to come out to Bethel and come out and view our region. And finally, Title IV and local options. Local options, really, is definitely something that we will review, we will look at. We need to come to a situation, I think, as a community in Bethel, and then as a community in the entire region, where we can come to some kind of terms where we can find happy middle ground that makes everybody that can please everybody. And I'm fully committed to continuing to do that. I'm fully committed to any ideas that any council members have, or any members of the public, be it here in Bethel or our villages. But it's imperative that we confront this problem head on and continue to work towards a solution. So.